You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
We are one basketball postseason game into this year's basketball insanity. Mm-hmm. And already, and I don't know what you guys are going to do with this as a room here, Jeremy Taché, who has made Mike Ryan embarrassed to be a Heat fan because of how Heat fans, Jeremy Taché has written to me during whatever it is was happening on the show. He's sick. He couldn't be here yesterday. And he has written me. He has texted me in show. And this is presumptuous of him to do this. This is truly the most embarrassed I've ever been listening to this show. Jeremy has been in the shadows.
The author of the Tyler Hero tweets.
Okay, so let's go. Let's see what's
happening. In fairness, though, also, Jeremy is not a Heat fan. He's an unbiased member of the media paid by the Heat.
Jeremy,
paid
welcome.
By the Heat's a stretch.
Welcome in, Jeremy. I don't know. How do you guys feel before I bring him in? Because I don't know the nature of this. I don't know what he's embarrassed by. I don't know which part is embarrassing to him.
It should be the Emmy.
I'm not going to give you what you want here. I'm just bored by it, all of it. I'm
bored
by him popping in. I know what his talking points are going to be. I said what I said because I've said it for 4 years already. And he's going to remind me that they made the finals twice during that span.
Rinse, repeat.
Tell you what, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Mexico, and the Miami Heat are going to be right there with me.
Mexico. Huh?
No, that's entirely fair, Mike. I mean, look, this team is not going to, more likely than not, even pull off one game against the Boston Celtics this year without the majority of their roster healthy. Like, it was going to be a struggle whether Jimmy Butler was healthy, Terry Rozier was healthy, Duncan Robinson was healthy or not. But to have the trade Bam Adebayo show is one of the most uninformed, knee-jerk reactions I've ever heard on this show. And to be able to talk about it like, oh, well, I've been saying this for years, when it was the wrong move the first time you said it. It would have been the wrong move the second time you said it. And it would be the wrong move now. He's finally a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. And to sit here and act like Bam Adebayo is the problem when he's the solution to so much of what of the issues that have plagued them, particularly as an anchor on the defensive end, it's just coming across as uninformed and as someone who just has not watched this team throughout this season. And by the way, you've admitted to it all year on the air. I'm not watching because I'm bored, and that's fine. But you don't get to come here after the fact and act like you have any level of information or analysis that makes any sense as to what you're saying.
Number one, yes, I do. Number
you tell
two,
him. You're right.
I was just saying that Bam Adebayo is an asset. I don't disagree. Yeah, he deserves to be finalist for DPOY. He's been disrespected in that sense, but you can get a better player than Bam Adebayo. And this franchise has been reluctant to do so because he helps guide this identity of theirs. Okay, that's fine. The identity's not good enough. So if you want to continue with Jimmy Butler, you're going to need players better than Jimmy Butler, because we all know he's not going to be that guy again. If he's going to be that guy, he can do it in isolated windows. You need to make Jimmy Butler the second or third best player on this team for you to be championship good. I don't think you can. I don't think Bam Adebayo is going to ascend to that point ever. He's shown us who he is. So, for a team that has struggled to find the assets to cultivate this trade to get the elusive superstar to take them for that level, I think Bam's the guy that you actually have to move.
The complicated part about what you're saying is you're acting like this core hasn't been good enough to get to the finals over the stretch. And I know you already said I'm going to say that, right? But they've gone to the finals 2 out of the 4 years that they had been together before this season. They had been to the Eastern Conference Finals and were shot away in the one other season. And that core of Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo is what brought them there. The issue that you've had as well is, oh, they don't make moves to make this team better. This team, as Dan said earlier in the show, was deeper this season, won 2 more games in the regular season than last year's team, despite having the most starting lineups in the history of the franchise. And yet, even with all of those moving parts, they also made a good trade at the deadline to make this team better. Terry Rozier was one of the hottest commodities at the deadline across the NBA. They moved Kyle Lowry and a pick. That was it. In order to get a 20 points per game score. It's embarrassing.
Jeremy,
Not watching the NBA this season, and that's okay. But you can't come here and tear apart a team when you're not watching.
I will. Have the Miami Heat ever felt in the last 4 years further away from a title than they do right now?
I think that's entirely fair.
Okay,
right
No.
It's not without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier.
Shut up.
It's one game.
That's a fair argument.
It's one game. No. Shut up. They've never been further away. They haven't.
Sports radio.
So stop.
What happened to your voice? More going into this season.
Yeah,
it's really amazing to think that this group that went through all of these injuries this season was so far away when Jimmy Butler had 4 steals in the first quarter against Philadelphia. And if he hadn't gotten hurt, they'd at least have 1 game against the Knicks. At least. They'd probably be up 2-0 in that series. It's amazing.
Your microphone's
on. I mean, he just truly, at this point, Mike is just not even listening. He's not watching. He's admittedly not watched this team. And for this to be the example that we're setting as to what analysis is just, it's wrong. And it's
wrong.
It's Jeremy, I don't think
we're giving
Jeremy,
it's his analysis.
Jeremy, it's not that crazy to say that Bam could be a piece to get the Heat where they need to go. No one's saying Bam's not a good player.
If you moved Bam Adebayo, this team would not be good.
Well,
if you look at the on-off numbers with Bam Adebayo on this team the last several seasons, let alone this year, he is the most important player to that franchise and what they do and how they win. When he is not on the court, they are simply one of the worst teams in the NBA. So you would have to completely rebuild the entire roster. It's not like, trade Bam and a pick to go get some offensive player. The entire thing would fall apart.
But the argument is, you have to do something drastic to get
the
pieces.
It is. It's dynamite
time.
It's dynamite time.
You can't just make
a small trade.
But why is it dynamite time when this team went to the finals last year?
They're a play-in team 2 years in a row, Jeremy.
Where have I heard that?
But play-in team this year, they were 3 games away from the 3 seed. They had the most injuries. There was not a team with that many injuries.
If I had wheels, I'd be a bicycle, Jeremy.
It was over 500. It's amazing.
Do you think the Heat are the third best team in the East?
That's fine.
Are the Heat the third best team in the East?
When they were healthy, absolutely. They were. All year. When they were healthy, they were the second.
Thank you. Jesus.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.